Now to a very different festive scene, a tradition each summer in New York City's Central Park. People line up for free theater. Some camp out all night to make sure they get a ticket. And this month, those lines have been huge. All the fuss is over a 40-year-old musical about a bunch of hippies. We're talking about Hair. NPR's Margot Adler got in line to find out if all the waiting is worth it.
Full disclosure, I didn't think this was a story until I spent 7 hours waiting for tickets and felt it was fun, relaxing, and totally worth it. People come with chairs, inflatable mattresses, picnic baskets, games, and some things you might never imagine. Michael James is an actor.
This is my third time seeing this production, yeah.
And have you been sitting on a line every single time?
Yeah.
This is how you spend your weekend.
This is how I spend my weekend.
And this is a common refrain. Marsha Berry is near the head of the line.
I got here at 20 after 3.
Oh, my God. And why did you decide to get here so early?
Because this is my fifth time seeing the show.
No.
And yes, yes. I saw it back in the 60s, and this show is a grillion times better. So I just can't see it enough, and I can't bring enough of my friends to see it.
Nombre mío es Miguel Rivera. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong language. My name is Miguel Rivera, and I've seen it twice already. This is my second time around. I enjoy it very much. I'm looking forward to seeing it again today.
In the beginning, the line, which already stretches several city blocks, is quiet. Then out comes Zach Spicer, an actor working public theater security. He tells you the rules.
There is no swapping, cutting, changing places, or saving places in line. Also, second rule is now that you are here, and you must not leave. Do not go frolic in the park. Do not go to Starbucks. Since you cannot leave, we do have the number to a deli. They will deliver anything from breakfast sandwiches, coffee, newspapers, to kitty litter and bleach, whatever you guys want.
There is a public bathroom you can use. Within 30 minutes, bike messengers are passing down the line, calling out names with breakfast. Angus Killick is among the first to have his order arrive.
I ordered a bagel with cream cheese. A very New York breakfast, of course.
I'm Willie Williams. And I'm having a mouthful of bagels.
Other people brought their own spreads, from elaborate picnic baskets filled with home-cooked food to piles of donuts and boxes of Morning Joe. Of course, there's Scrabble, cards, books, knitting, and the Sunday Times. Garrett Rosso brought his dog.
This is Kai, the Rhodesian Ridgeback.
I assume that she doesn't get to see the show.
It's a hippie musical. She should be able to come. She probably barked.
Love is such a cost. Give me things that won't get tossed.
Mark Jacoby spent a half an hour stringing his guitar. Now he's playing it to people listening and sleeping nearby. Frank Silverberg, a financial advisor, sums it all up.
We sit and schmooze, get to meet all the people in the line, get to see a great show for free.
Who says there isn't community in New York City, at least through September 7th? Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.